rejoice, rejoice greatly. That is our Easter message. Jerron, thank you for that. I tell the congregation every Sunday we are just plumb spoiled by Bill and Jerron. Go team. I want to invite you to, in your bulletins, pray with me our prayer of illumination. Living God, by your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see the new light of this day. Open our lips to tell of the empty tomb. Open our hearts to believe the good news. Open our lives to live it out. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm reading this morning from the Message paraphrase. Early in the morning, on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon, Peter, and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. Breathlessly panting, they took the master from the tomb. We don't know where they've put him. Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb. They ran neck and neck. The other disciple got to the tomb first, outrunning Peter. Stooping to look in, he saw that the pieces of cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Simon Peter arrived after him, entered the tomb, observed the linen cloth lying there and the kerchief used to cover his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but separate, neatly folded by itself. And then the other disciple, the one who had gotten there first, went into the tomb, took one look at the evidence, and believed. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The disciples then went back home. Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. She wept and wept. And as she wept, she knelt down to look into the tomb and saw two angels sitting there, dressed in white. One at the head and the other at the foot where Jesus' body had been laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" "They took my master," she said, "and I don't know where they put him." And after she said this, she turned away and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't recognize him. And Jesus spoke to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" Mary, thinking that he was the gardener, said, "Mister, if you took him, please just tell me where you put him so I can care for him." And Jesus said, "Mary." Turning to face him, she said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went, telling the news to the disciples, "I have seen the Master." She told them everything he had said to her. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Woman, why are you weeping? Woman, why are you weeping? They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. It's easy to understand Mary's pain, isn't it? The grief, the heartbreak, the confusion. Anyone who has ever stood by a graveside knows what she has felt in that moment. Anyone who has buried someone they have loved deeply, whether that be a spouse or a child or a sibling or a friend, everyone who has love and lost knows the ache that Mary is carrying in that moment. Mary didn't just lose her favorite teacher from fourth grade. Mary lost someone she had walked away from her life for. She lost someone that she followed with her whole heart. She lost someone who had really seen her and known her and loved her. Someone who healed her, who knew her wounds and her warts and loved her anyway. And at Easter, when we read this story, we are reminded that her weeping, her grief did not have the final word. Alleluia. And you know what? Neither does ours. It's easy in our world to get stuck in this Good Friday moment, especially when the world feels heavy, where loss seems more real and more palpable than hope, where everything might even seem to us as if we are overwhelmed with hopelessness, where it's tempting just to lock the doors and shut it all out, to hide. Some of us carry the deep grief of widowhood, having lost a spouse who saw us and knew us and loved us. Others of us have watched friends decline or deal with health challenges that just seem to multiply with age. Sometimes we've even seen disease and illness strike the seemingly healthiest among us. Sometimes it feels like everything that is familiar is shifting beneath our feet. Our church, our community, even the world we thought we knew. And what do? Overcome with grief, we weep. We wept. We weep for loved ones we miss. We weep for the things that we've had to let go of. We weep for a world that feels harder and harder to recognize with each passing day. I cannot be the only one hoping that somebody pinches me and wakes me up from this terrible nightmare. And in the middle of our grief, in the middle of our tears, in the midst of our anguish and our lament, and our, even for me at least, our paralysis of not knowing what to do next or how to feel, in the midst of all of the emotion, we find ourselves on Easter Sunday in the garden with an empty tomb. With Jesus calling Mary by name, Mary. And in that moment when she hears her rabbi calling her by name, she turns and she knows exactly who he is. That moment of Mary is deeply personal, deeply intimate recognition. And it is meant to recall to us something that Jesus said to his disciples a few chapters earlier in John. In the chapter of 10, do you remember that Jesus is talking about the good shepherd? And he says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. In fact, my sheep know me so well that when they hear my voice, I will call them by name, and they will follow me. And that's exactly what happened in this moment. Mary heard the voice of her good shepherd. And friends, in the midst of our grief and our anguish and our lament, in the midst of our weeping and our sorrow, in the midst of our paralysis of not knowing what to do next, our good shepherd is calling us today. Each and every one of us by name. Can you hear it? John, Bill, Sue, Dawn, Linda, Evelyn. Can you hear? Can you hear? The Good Shepherd knows our names. He knows our sorrows. He knows our story. He loves us, warts and wounds, and all amen and hallelujah. And just like Mary, we are invited to turn to hear his voice and to recognize his presence among us, to recognize him alive and calling us into new life. Death is not the end. Hear this good news. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, our shepherd, was betrayed and beaten, crucified, and died. And on the third day, God raised him from the dead, the grave that could not hold him, the tomb that was empty. Death was defeated because God's love was so strong, it conquered that grave. And as Jesus rose that very first Easter, he invites all who follow him to rise too. You see, this isn't just a Jesus day. This isn't just a celebration where we just celebrate Jesus rising from the dead. It's a day where we celebrate that it is our story too. It's our day too. It's our opportunity to step into the life that God is calling us into the love that God is calling us into the passion and the purpose and the vitality that God is calling us into. And to go and tell everybody else about it. Easter means that grief is very real, but it is not eternal. Easter means that love never dies. Easter means that death does not get the final word. Easter means that the weary, the aging, the brokenhearted, all of us are held in the good shepherd's care because the grave could not hold him. Death cannot snatch us from his hand. We rise because Christ rose. We rise because we've heard his voice. We rise because we are not alone. Christ leads us and walks with us and knows us. And when we fall in the ditch or wander off the path or coyotes are prowling around us, Christ comes and finds us and brings us back. And maybe we don't rise with the energy that we once had. Maybe our rising looks a little bit different depending on the day that we find ourselves in. Maybe we rise in joy and in hope and in confidence no matter our circumstances because Christ has gone ahead of us. St. Paul reminds us that just as we were buried with Christ in his death, we are raised with him in his resurrection. So I want to share a few lines from you of the great Maya Angelou's poem, Still I Rise. Words that echo for me that Easter message in the language of our modern world. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. I rise, I rise, I rise. We rise because the shepherd is alive. We rise because he calls us by name. We rise because there is nothing on heaven or on earth, in hell or below, nothing. Not life or not death even. That can separate us from God's love for us in Jesus Christ. No grave can keep us from him. So on Easter morning, no matter what aches we carry, no matter how many losses we've endured, no matter how long the road behind us or how uncertain the road ahead seems, no matter how paralyzed with fear we feel right now, no matter the storms of life that seem are going on in this day, guess what? Rise up. Rise up. Rise up in faith. Rise up in love. Rise up in joy. Rise up in peace that surpasses all human understanding. Because the same Christ who called Mary by name calls each of us by name too. Today, it starts now. Because friends, if we don't carry this good news of resurrection, of God's love through Jesus Christ to this world, who will? If we don't live out our faith with acts of kindness and mercy in the name of Christ and to God's glory, not ours, who will? If we don't proclaim human dignity to every single beautiful human created on this earth, as the psalmist says, God knit all of our hairs together on our head and in our mother's womb and knows our heads and numbers our days. If we don't proclaim that dignity, who will? The Imago Dei, the very image of God in each and every human and upon all of creation. If we don't do that as followers of Jesus, who will? So now, we rise. We rise to tell Jesus' story on this resurrection day and our story on this resurrection day. We rise to take up the banner of Christ out into the world. But first, the good shepherd who laid his life down for his sheep has prepared a meal for us. Simple bread and simple cup offered in love. This is not just a remembrance of his death, but a celebration of his resurrection and his presence with us here and now at this table and everywhere. As all Christians in the East and in the West celebrate today that Christ is risen, Christ is risen indeed. Death no longer has the victory, and God's love is stronger than the grave. So I invite you now, as we prepare our hearts for communion, to invite God into your heart, to be prepared to come to this table, Christ's table, with joy, to come with your wounds and with your weariness, with all your worries, to come with your hopes and your hallelujahs, to come because the risen Lord has called you by name to receive his grace, his mercy, and his everlasting life. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.